Thunder Bay, when mass graves of children were found at a former residential school in BC 3 years ago, Linda Bruins and Mark Blaise were deeply affected. Bruins, the executive director of Evergreen A United Neighborhood, and Mark Blaise, Evergreen's property manager, work with children daily at the community drop-in center on Heron Street. Blaise decided to channel his feelings into building a medicine wheel in Evergreen's yard, said Bruins. Just to add to the safety and the feeling of home the kids have, she said on Tuesday during a formal celebration of the medicine wheel. Bruins wants the neighborhood children to know they have another safe place in the area. Many of them have been affected by the gangs and drugs in the community, Bruins said. This is their place to get away. Many of the kids who frequent Evergreen took part in drumming on Tuesday, which they learned in an Ojibwe class offered through Lakehead Public Schools, said Bruins. These days I find it's important to have a safe place, especially for the young to gather, said Bruins. Our children are the most vulnerable. We truly embrace all children matter here at Evergreen. The Evergreen yard was filled with community members on Tuesday, which Bruins said was also Fall Feast Day. Attendees were treated to a dinner catered by the Bannock Lady to celebrate the feast day. The feast and a portion of the Medicine Wheel project were funded through the City of Thunder Bay's Youth and Family Support Program.